Vayter and Shas from Bava Mafsa Daf Tzadi, picking up at the middle of the page by the two dots, Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, let's say you have a town and they decide they want to up their measurements. So you have a measurement, let's say, Lemoshal. You have a measurement that is known as a Kav. You have another measurement known as a Lug. And you want to add to that measurement and now you have a new amount that's included in that name. You can't add more than the shtus. Only up till a sixth of what the original measurement was can you go and add to it. And also, when you're increasing the value of a coin, you can't increase the value of it more than a sixth of its value. Al yistaker yoser mishtus, says Rashbam, that is kigon chenveni, a storekeeper, a koni yayin uperos minasiton, he goes and he buys peros, fruits, and, wine and fruits, and whatever, produce from the siton, then he can't, a lot of it, biachal, at one time, he's buying from the wholesaler, kidolim kolamatmat, sell it little by little, yistaker mishtus can't gain more than a sixth of the value, kigon shalo hukar ashar, avalim lokach bishas, hagorin, vaachshav hukar, viz. If, let's say, you're dealing a case that he goes and he bought it by the granary, and now it went up in value, then he can gain even double according to the shahr that it goes. It's a derbanan that he shouldn't do it. Like we said, mistaker lo yistaker lo yosem mishtos. Ein mosif and alamidus yosem mishtos. Okay, so when we said the statement, you can't go and you can't add more than a sixth. My time, why is that? Ilema mishum afkue tyra. If you want to say the reason why you can't do that is because it's going to, if we're worried because of inflation, says Rashbam, that shemivin tavu lakan kishi, you're going to bring grain from here, kishir shosif alamidus. When you see the Adamidos, Yokiru, it's going to go up in value. Mishenichas Yokem, Okirin Yosem, Ikedei Tosef, it's going to go up more than the value of the increase of the money. Then Shtus Namilo, then they shouldn't even be able to raise it up to the amount of a Shtus either. So there's probably Mishum High Time Aguf, because that same reason is going to cause, right? This, it's going to be a significant increase and it's going to cause inflation. Elamishum Onaa. So it must be that the reason is because if you do that, you're going to end up causing Onaa, which we know you can't charge someone more than a sixth of the value. It says Rashbam, Ela Lahachin, Masifinus Mishtos, Mishum da Oso Mecher, Tavi Achav Onaa, Ein Shneim Chosrin, Kish Ein Mosifin, Ela Shtos. Right? It says Rashbam, the back of the Gemara, Elamishum Onaa, the Lola Havi Bitta Mekach. If you increase, it's got to be up to a sixth. That if, let's say, someone comes and doesn't realize that the value is now larger, and therefore he charges the old amount, the sale is not going to end up being null and void if you do that. It says Rashbam, Im Nosif Yesel Shtos V'lo Nachon Lasos Takana Shivatlo Al Yoda Amechiras V'Hechi Dami Kigon. You have Chamor Mishimivin Tfu Lakan. You have these these donkey drivers. They go and they bring their grains to here. Regilin Litin Hey Cabin the Hey Dinner. They used to give, Hey Cabin 5 for 5. And okay, Shosifa Midos Shtos, Pain Lo Yodu, they don't know about it. Yitnu Kamokin Hey Cabin the Hey Dinner. They're gonna give hay for hay. And what's gonna end up happening, Venimsa, because they did that Shanis Aneshtos Devav. Kabin yesh bahani hey, because it ends up being six and five. V'yachselo pashat v'hamecher kayim. Avalim osifu alam hamisha kabin kav v'chetzi. If you add up a kav v'chetzi, hari nisane yeser. Mishto Savatal Mekach is going inadvertently being the Vat of the sale. V'ha amarava. It can't be. Because Rava said that kol davar shabamida v'shamishko shabaminyan afil pachas mikdei onah choser, then even if it's, whenever you're dealing with these things that are dealt with measuring or weighing or it's a number, if you have less or more than the amount that was said to be done was done, then even if it's less than onah choser, it would go back, the sale would back out. Right, so if he doesn't know about the size of the measure change, then the sale is going to be void, even if it was increased by less than a sixth. So that can't be the reason. Ella de lo lahavi pseidel tagra. The reason why we don't increase the measure more than a sixth, that's of the merchant who normally ends up gaining amount of a sixth, because that's, through the business, he gains something. Now he's not going to lose out if he ends up selling this new thing for the old price. Says the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara, pseidel hu de lo lahavi le. Rafcha Lobai, well, we're worried about the fact that he should lose out, you know, from the ikar of the sale over here. But aren't we worried about the fact that he's actually not going to be gaining anything over here? Zavan Vizabin Tagra Ikri? What is this guy doing? He's buying and selling just so people call him the name a merchant, and he shouldn't actually gain anything. He's gonna end up, you're all worried about the fact that he's not gonna lose out. So what? So he should just break even? Then what's the whole point? Elam Rav Chista Shmuel Kra Ashkach V'Darish. Shmuel, he found the Pasuk and he darshened the Pasuk. That this whole thing that we're worried about with these merchants is only if there's a mistake that happens. So worst case with this mistake, he'll break even, but he won't lose out. Right? So that's why in order to protect them from losing out, therefore the Rabbanan said you can't do it more than a sixth. The Hashekel Esrim Geira. And the shekel is worth 20 geira. Esrim shkalim chamisha v'esrim shkalim asara v'chamisha shekel amani yelechem. 20 shkalim, 25 shkalim, 10 and 5 shekel, which comes out to 60 in total, shall the mana be to you. Right, this is talking about the value of the hekdesh mana, the mana that's used in order to, you know, for the Beis HaMikdash. Someone goes and makes a statement, they're going to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, or they want to go ahead and they want to be able to be podeh, stay achuza. That's the type of value that's used. So it says that this money is 60 shekel. Instead of saying 60 shekel, it breaks it down. 20, 25, 15, which comes up to 60. Now, let's beep turn the page. Tzadim HaBeis. Mana mosan varbon havu. There's a money. You say mana mosan varbon havu. Is a money 240 dinar, right? It comes at 6, is that 60 shekel? But we know that really a money is 100 dinar. So why is it coming out to 25 shekel? Pardon, which is 25 shekel. So why are we saying it's coming out to 60 shekel? El shmamina tlas, we learned three things. Shmamina money shall kodesh kafel haya. We learn now that the value of money of kodesh, of the Beis HaMikdash, is double what's called the normal money. We add, but we don't do more than a sixth. We learn out that the sixth is added to the measurements, right, or the measures or coins is from milbar, from the outside, not milgar, from the inside. It's a sixth of the new measure of the coin, not the original measure of the coin that you take a sixth and add it, but of the new measure of the coin that you came along and you add to it. Explains the Rashbam the first thing that we said, that a mana shel kodesh is kafel haya, right? We know that the value of the mana of kodesh, which is what we're talking about in the pasuk, was 50 shekel, which comes out to 200 dinar, double what's known as the mana, or normally, which is 25 shekel or 100 dinar. Then the 10 shekel, the 40 dinar, is the way we work that out is that which the pasuk was said. Let's see it actually in the Rashbam. It says kafel chamishim shkalim v'chamisha shkalim hamiyusarim hein tosefes shtus. And the 5 shkalim that are extra coming to be tosefes of 1/6. Shosifa al mana shalchol, that they added to not a hektish mana but a chol one of 25 slaim al. Right now, the second thing that we saw is the Shemamino, we said that Mosifin only this way, Mosifin Yosef Mishos, we add, we don't do more than a sixth. This whole pasuk was talking about during the times of Yechezkel when they decided to change the value of the regular mana from 25 to 30 shek, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash, the Hekdesh mana, which is double that, went up from 50, which is the original 25 times 2, comes up to 50. Now it's 30 times 2, which ends up being 60. That ends up being an extra 10 over there. And that's why it says the number of 60 over here. And then when we say that, if you take a sixth of 25, that wouldn't end up being 6, but rather a sixth of 30 is 6, and that's why we add milbar from the outside, not from the inside, from the new number, not the original number. So now it's 25 and a sixth of 30 is 5. Right? So we end up adding 5 to the original 25, and it comes out 225. Story time. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Takin Kaila Bar Tlasa Kfizeh. He established, he set up a Kaila. What's a Kaila? You ask? Says Rashbam, a Mida, a measurement, Tlasa Kapiz. Says Rashbam, Test Lugin, the Kapiza, who Kav Chaser Lug. 9 Lugin of a Kapiza is a Kav, lacking minus a Lug. Dahainu comes out to Gimel Lugin, Kedamir Mesach Shabbos. So he says, what did he do? He went ahead and he set it up. That it was 3 kapizas, it was 9 lugin. Amrulay, they said to him, now hold it down. You can't add more than a 6th. And what you're doing now, you're adding chatzi turkov, ends up being a shlish, a third more than that. Ends up a third is more than a 6th, right? 1 out of 3 slices is more than 1 out of 6 slices, right? So okay, so Amalui says back to him, I'm not adding to a thing over here, I'm making a whole new measurement over here. There was no measure in this particular town that was compared to this. So they don't have a chatzi turkov. So you can't say that I'm increasing the chatzi turkov by a third. And we don't have a turkov. So therefore, you're not going to say over here that they were confused with the turkov, says Rashbam. Shadre la Pumpadisa v'lekablu. They sent this to Pumpadisa. They weren't makabel. Said, nice try. No good, says Rashbam. V'lekablu afa pishen b'yirasos turkov v'chatzi turkov. They didn't accept this new shtickle. Shadre la papu. They sent it to Papa Noi, but they accepted it. Vakarle Ruz Papa, and they called it the measurement of Papa. Papa's measurement, says Rashi. Rashbam Lashon Midahu Ba'osa Malchus. That was the Lashon that was used over there of Raz's for a measurement. Okay, Simon Otsi Paris Ein Otsin Ve'Ein Motzien Ve'Ein Mistakrin Pa'amayim Be'Beitzim Masriin Ve'Lo Motzien. All right, here we go. We see a whole list of prices now. Tana Rabbanan, Otsri Peiros. This is what we call classic case of hoarding. Do you have a problem holding on to things? Call 1-800-HOARDERS. So Otsri Peiros, those are people that go and they collect. It says, Rabbanan, Shekonim Shuk La'atzrim. They go and they carry it, just, they buy in the Shuk just to go out to store it. Lim Korbiyoka, to sell it very expensively because they're not in the Shuk anymore. Vigarmim Simisyakir Shar, and it raises the value. VKF said, and poor people are going to lose out. Says, Rabbanan, Venir Lee, we're talking about over here, the ear, the beir sharuba you saw, my dealing with a city which is majority yidden. Umalvi beribis, so those are good, and they lend money with ribis, which you know is also to do. Umaktine efa, those who go in and they lower the size of an efa, of the measurement known as an efa, then, which is going to be cheating them basically. Mafkia sha'arim, and the people that go ahead and they mess around with the market, says Rashbam Mosif Malashar, they add, they cause the prices to go up, which aren't really going up. Alema Kasavovim, and then the Pasuk says, Limor Masa Yavar Chodesh Vinashbira Shever. When shall the month pass? Right? Because what do? They go and they say, when is the month going? Well, the whole pasuk goes, hear this, you swallow up the needy and cause the poor of the land to fail, saying, when shall the month pass so we may sell meal? They hold back the grain right from the things until the month of the threshing season. Well, it's brought to the market and you hold it back for a month's time. It's not hoarding, but the pasuk is saying this is not okay to do because you're causing the prices to go up and you're messing up all the shire over there. Shabbos Vinifta Chabar, and when will the Shabbos year come so that we can go and open up the storehouses of grain? And this is talking about again the people, says Rashbam, who are hoarding it and holding on in the 6th year to sell in the 7th year, and ends up being generally the 7th year, things are going to be more expensive, good things aren't available. Lahakdin Eifa, Lahakdil Shekel, La'avis Mosne Mirma. To reduce the Eifa measurement and enlarge the Shekel and to falsely. And to falsify the balances of cheating. This is talking about those people who make their money bigger by lending it on interest. And we're not talking about them messing with the weight of the shekel because that's already included in the previous thing that you have the Eifa measure. Uksiv, another pasuk comes and says, Nishba Hashem b'Gaon Yaakov im eshkach lenetzach kol ma'aseim. Hashem is sworn by the Gaon Yaakov that surely I will never forget any of their deeds, and that's not a good thing. You don't want holding on to that. Otsei peiros kegon man. People hold back the peiros like who? Amar v'yochan kegon shabsei otser peiros. This is a guy, Shabtai. Shabtai to Paris. These people knew this, and he would do this shtick over here and mess with the prices over there. And he took advantage of that by doing such a thing. Okay, now Avua de Shmuel Mezabin Lulaperi, he would sell his stuff Betara Charfa Ketara Charfa. At the time of the early market, meaning early in the season, for the early market price. Says Rash Bam Bishar Hamukdam, the Hainu Bishasa Gorin. Ki Charfa Bezol Kedishim Krugam Akol, because Dalzel and Shar, that it should go down, Kol Shan, to lower the prices. Shmuel Braid Mashi Lapir Mazabin Lahu, Shmuel's son, would hold on to the produce and sell it, Betara Afla Ketara Charfa, at the time of the late market, when the harvest is done, for the early market price. Right, both of them were trying to help Aniyim, right? Because the prices for stuff were generally lower during the early season than they were at the end of the season. And Shmuel's father would hold on. He said that the poor would be best for them if the original prices were set low. So he would sell early, hoping to encourage them to grow to the same, the other growers to do the same and to set a lower price in total. He said that the poor people are going to gain from this if it was held back in the season, I mean, available to them afterwards in the expensive season for the lower price. So this is what they would do here. In Shalchu Mitam, they send from there, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, Tava Da'aba Midivra, the actions of the father are better than that of the son. Because Avud Shmuel would hold, what would he do? He would sell the stuff at the time of the early, for the early market prices. And Shmuel would hold on to the stuff and sell it at the time of the late market when it was done for the early prices. So they said, the pop is better than the son, my timer. Tara de Ravach Ravach. Once the market price has relaxed a little, then it remains low for the rest of the year. So that's why he would start it off at a start at a low. So even though you held on to it, son, Shmuel, you held on to it till the end. If the prices went up a drop, then what ends up happening is that even if they end up being lower than they would have been, they end up being higher than they would have been if you would have kept it at a low rate in the very, very beginning. Amarav, Osa Adam Eskabo Otsar. A person can make his own field into a little bit of an otzer. Says Rashbam, Masha Malakid Mistosav, he does it for himself. Velushim Ayin Nokat Klomer, Osa Ma'ach, and Osa Nokodesh Baruch Hu, the little bit Hashem gave to him. Ve'in Israel Shalu Yikach Min Hashok, don't take it from the shok, Amanas La'atzer, in order to go into a store. But if you're growing it yourself, you can do it. A meal of Parnassas Beso, for your own individual Parnassa, Yachal Liknos Im Ein Lo Mistosav, you can go and you can buy it if you don't have. Tanya Mechavir Bryce supports this. Ain't notes in Paris, Navarim, Sheshbam, Chaye Nefesh. One can't hoard the stuff of the produce that are Chaye Nefesh, things that are necessary for people to go and to live. Kigon, Yenos, Shimanos, Atlasos, wines, oils, and fine flour. Avotavin, Kamun, and Pilpel, and with things like seasons and cumin and pilpel, pepper. Mutter, you can hoard it. Mamentavar Mamurim, when is that said? Belokech, Manashoka. That's talking about someone who buys it from the Shuk. Aval, Bamachnes, Mishalom, Mutter. That's what it's going to be. A problem. Someone who gathers his stuff from his own fields is mutter to hold it for the market. That's what Rav just says. A person can go ahead and hold on to the produce of Eretz Yisrael for 3 years. Erev Shvius, Ushvius, and Motzei Shvius. The years before Shemitah, then Shemitah itself, and the year after Shemitah. Ubishne Batzar is during the years of when there's like a famine. There's low crap going on. Then you're not even hold on to afilu kav charuvin lo yatzir. You can't even hoard a kav of caribs, right? Because you have to do exactly what you need. Says Rashbam luchas mishalom. You yishayir laatzmo kadeil tzalshana. You can do whatever you need for the year. So when you talk about before Shemitah and during Shemitah, after Shemitah, you're not allowed to grow anything. Therefore, you're allowed to hold on to things. But if it's bashnas betzaris, you can even do that. Mipnei shemachtas meira basharim, because it's gonna wreck the markets if you go and you behave in such a way. And we have a story time to this effect. Amar le Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Chanila Puga Shame. He said to his Puga, his Shamish, Puk Atzer Li Peri Shalashanim, go and hoard for me hold on to me stuff for 3 years. Er Shvius is Shvius, and what's a Shvius? Like we said, that is when a person is allowed to do it. Again, unless it's a Shnas Petzoris, so it must have not have been that. Tani Rabban on the next price. This is price number 3. If you're paying attention, we're going to see 7 prices in total over here. Tani Rabban and Emotzi in Paris, Eretz Yisrael. You can't take produce from Eretz Yisrael. You can't take apples from Eretz Yisrael. Dvarim Sheish Pem Chayin Nefesh are the things that are needed, you know, for people to go on to live. The basics. Kegon Yenus Lasos, Shmanim Muslasos. Like wine, flour, oil and fine flour. Behuda ben Besera Matir B'Yayin. He says that you're able to go and you're allowed to take out wine, right? They say you can't take out the basics, you can take out wine. Mipnei Shema Ma'itis Tifla, because it gets rid of tiflus, which is says Rishbam Dinichas Yayin Yosasod. In comes the wine, out come the secrets, and it ends up being not great to do that. So get rid of it. Shame what's in merits lechutzlaretz. Just like you can't take out from Eretz Yisrael to outside, kachin motzin me'eretz Yisrael l'Suria. Also, you can take it out from Eretz Yisrael to Suria. Says Rishbam the kavush yachid loshmei kibush, because an individual going ahead and conquering something is not considered kibush, right? When David HaMelech went out to war and he ended up taking over that area, Syria. But not everyone was really behind it over there. So since everyone was behind it, it's not considered like it's part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not called a kivush. Right? It's just called a kivush yachid. Rebbe Matir. Rebbe, he actually matirs. Beep, turn the page to Tzadi Aleph. Mehifarchia, lehifarchia. He lets you going from one province of Eretz Yisrael to another one, which are right next to it, which is bordering it. Says Rashbam, so that is, even though he's not saying it's called kivush, still you're allowed to go and do such a thing. Tana Rabban, number four. You can't go and be doing business and there's so things that people need in order to go ahead and just to the basic things they need to survive. I mean, you could sell, but you can't go ahead and to make too much on this. These are known as the staples. You got to keep it low price so people can actually afford it to survive. It says about him that he used to go ahead and make business like this. Biyayin with wine, suffer like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, like Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that the one that we said earlier, that if there's less wine, that's better, right? And also, right, because it goes up in price, it's going to end up being something good. Then people will stop drinking and you don't have the Nichasein Yasasod. B'shamin, ba'asri, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Shriach Mishcha, and with oil, because Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, where he lived, the olive oil, they had tons of it, and therefore they weren't worried about the fact that it's going to go and change the prices over there. Tanu Rabba, pardon, Tanu Rabba, number five, Ein Misakim Pa'mayim Pa'mitzim. You can't go ahead and do business. You can't double up on eggs, which we're going to say what that means. Amar Mari Bar Murray, interesting. Pliyba Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Chad Trey, the Chad Amar Tagar Letagra. One explains what it means. This prohibition is that you can't double the price of the egg. So you buy it for one shekel, you can't sell it for two shekel. Says Rishba Mashalakach Bediner Loyim Kabbishtedidarm. Can't be a full on 100% increase over there, but it can be anything up to less than that. The Chad Amar Tagar Letagra, you can't go ahead and the first tagar merchant can't sell to a second merchant who's going to raise the price. Says Rashbam, Ela tagar rishon yimkol letzrichin, you can sell to whoever needs. Avalo le tagar acher, the yishkan revach shtei pa'amim, the tagar rishon, the tagar sheni, umokir and yoker, demida, it's going to go up way too much. Aval bashar devar mutter, shem yoker zeh, yimtza acher, shem kubazol. If it's something else you can, because it goes up, no problem, right? This is eggs, the things are not sold so much, and therefore, it was possible for them who bought it from another one to raise it like significantly. Other things it wouldn't go up so much. Tana Rabbanan, number six, Masrin al Prakmatia Shehuzla. We cry out, says Rashbam, Bitfila. We go and we daven like crazy. Or we daven. Al Prakmatia, if you have business, let's say the drops of merchandise that goes down in a particular city, and we're going to see, because if that's what something that they're dependent on, that's going to be something bad for everyone. Rafila with Shabbos. And we would even do this on the Shabbos, which is a big deal. We don't daven for business on Shabbos. Am Rabbi Yochanan, can go and clean pishtan b'bavel, like linen garments that are found in Bavel, v'yayin v'shem b'Eretz Yisrael, or wine and oil in Eretz Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yosef, when is this true? V'hu dissolve v'kama sara b'shisa. When is this true? This is when something was worth 10 and it goes down to 6. So what happens in such a case it's only, yeah, it goes down a significant amount. That's when we go in daven like that. It says Rishbam, kol kach, the kim asar begadim, the mei shisa, shahuzel kar of the metzah. It's almost down to 50%. It's at 60%, but it's almost down to 50%. So, such a case we daven. Tana Rabbanan, the last of the seven braises that we are mentioning over here, ein yotzin me'eretz l'chutz la'aretz. You can't go from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz. Elam kin amdu sasayim besela. You live in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to leave Eretz Yisrael. What are we talking about? How can a person go and leave Eretz Yisrael? Like the Rishbam comes and explains, what's he doing? He's leaving, he's pulling himself away from mitzvahs. You have trumos, you have mitzvahs, you have shemitah, you have a lot of stuff going on over here. So you can't leave unless what happens is the prices go up so much that two saw of wheat end up costing a sela, which is a significant amount that comes like double. Amar b'shem b'shem says, "Ein Messiah, when is it mutter?" It's not she'enu motzi lekach. When you can't go and you can't find any wheat to go and to buy. Avozvan shemotzi lekach, when it is able to be found, then I feel under saw b'sela, lo yetzei, then even if it goes up and it goes so significant, you go ahead and you can't leave. So obviously he's arguing the Tanakhama. One is talking about it, well, whether it's even there, the amount to be able to buy. Another one's saying, I don't care if, you know, the price go up like crazy, you still have an amount that you can buy, you have to stay. He left Eretz Yisrael. Well, there's a famine, they went to Moab, and they ended up dying after this in Rus. Gedolei hador hayu, for sune u parnosei hador hayu, and they were mefarnes the generation. Why they get punished? Because they left Eretz Yisrael and they went to Chutz La'aretz. And the pasuk says, "Vatehum kol ha'ir aleihun v'tomar nazos Naomi." Right? It was the full pasuk is when Naomi and Rus they got to base Lechem, then the entire city was in an uproar because of them, and they said, could this be Naomi? What does that mean? My Hazos Naomi. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, they said, Chazisim Naomi, she yotzes meretz es chutz la'aretz. Can you see that Naomi, she left there to show her to chutz la'aretz? Ma Ulsala. And what happened there? So what do we see, Yidden? Let's try not to leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.